Today on Straight Talk Africa, the upcoming elections in Tanzania. The Tanzanian opposition is united for the first time in history behind a single candidate under the banner of UKAWA. Observers say the move poses a real challenge to the ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi Party, which has dominated the East African country's political landscape since her independence in 1961. That's coming up next right here on Straight Talk Africa. Hello, welcome to Straight Talk Africa, live from the Voice of America studios here in Washington. It's Wednesday, August 19th. I am Shaka Sali.
And I'm Mariama Diallo, your social media reporter. Hello to all our viewers and listeners on the continent and elsewhere. Thanks for joining us today.
And today, we'll talk about the political landscape in Tanzania and the challenges the ruling party faces against a united opposition group, UKAWA.
And coming up later in our STA inbox, we'll share your thoughts on the topic through your emails, tweets, and Facebook comments. We'll reveal some of them ahead on Straight Talk Africa.
But first, it appears the presidential race has begun to heat up as voters in Tanzania go to the polls on October 25th. Among others, voters will choose members of parliament and local officials. My colleague, Paul Sisco, has more.
The historic presidential transition in Nigeria saw an incumbent, Goodluck Jonathan, voted out of office in favor of an opposition candidate, new President Muhammadu Buhari. A very different scenario occurred in Ethiopia's May 24th general elections. The ruling party and its allies won all 546 parliamentary seats, and the opposition declared no viable multi-party system exists. In Tanzania, where two-term President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down, the ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi, or CCM party, has been in power since independence in 1961. CCM is widely expected to retain its dominance when Tanzanian voters cast their ballots on October 25th. The party has selected the Minister of Works, Dr. John Pamba Magufuli, as its presidential nominee. Prime Minister Edward Lowassa, who left the CCM party, is now the main opposition candidate. Four primary opposition parties formed an alliance known as UKAWA to unite behind and nominate Lowassa. They believe the only way to defeat CCM is with a single opposition candidate. Despite CCM's political dominance, there's been a multi-party system in Tanzania since 1992. Tanzania has been one of Africa's most politically stable nations, and President Kikwete says he's eager to step down. The winner of October's election will attempt to alleviate poverty in Tanzania. The issue's been identified as the voters' main concern. Paul Sisco, VOA News.
Thanks, Paul, for that interesting report. Now joining us here in our Washington studios are two distinguished guests. George Sebo, chairman of Chama cha Mapinduzi, DMV, the Washington, D.C. Capital Area chapter of the Tanzanian ruling party, and Shamis Abdullah, secretary of the Zanzibar Diaspora Association, an organization that aims to connect Zanzibaris in North America and friends of Zanzibar to their beloved homeland. Well, George and Shamis, I have to say frankly that I am profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have the opportunity to host the two of you for the first time on Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, sir.
We are very honored to be here for this program.
You're most welcome. Later in the program, we'll give you, the audience, a chance to call and talk with our guests. The number to call is 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1. Let me come to you immediately, George. First of all, your last name sounds very familiar, given that I come from Uganda. What does Sebo mean in your particular language? Because where I come from, I would say Odiote Sebo.
Oh, okay. In my language, I'm from Tanga, Tanzania. In my language, it just means a distinguished and a well-known person of the area, somebody who can help people anytime they're in trouble or they need. So Sibu is my name.
It's very interesting because in Uganda, the last time I checked, it probably pretty much means the same thing, really, because you have, when you are Sibu, you are a respectable individual, a respectable gentleman. In fact, culturally, very interestingly, even if you are female and you come from the royal family in Uganda, you are called Sibu.
Oh, man. Well, we're all Bantus.
That is true.
We all come from the same, you know, root and syntax language formation. So maybe whatever it means in Tanzania, it also means the same in Uganda and elsewhere.
And why not? After all, let's face it, you are in Tanzania and I am in Uganda.
Right.
Because of decisions made by someone else somewhere in Europe.
Exactly, exactly. So maybe we are all brothers and sisters, who knows?
Not maybe, I think we are. We need to be working on that so that perhaps we can remove these artificial boundaries.
Now, you're very right. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Talking about Tanzania, of course, happens to be one of few countries, frankly, on the continent that has never experienced a military coup. Apart from a brief mutiny back in 1964, okay, which, of course, was overcome by founding President Julius Kambarage Nyerere.
Right.
What makes Tanzanian tick, really, Tanzanian politics tick?
Well, I think, or I know for sure, the main thing that has made us tick, like you say, is the fact that we speak the same language, and there's no misunderstanding. When the leaders say this, we always know that they mean this. And since we have the same culture almost, because language is a part of a cultural thing. Since we all have the same culture, it goes without saying that we can have a peaceful association among each other without having recourse to wars and other things. Number two, we also come from a country that didn't have many big tribes. Like maybe, say, in Uganda, you have the Bagandas, the Toros, the Banyankoles, and, you know, those are very big tribes that, you know, they can impose their cultural will and other things to those small minority tribes. This wasn't the same in Tanzania. We had very few so-called big tribes, and most of them didn't have the power and clout that those big tribes in other countries in Africa had. So we didn't have that problem right from onset. We were just one happy Bantu family, like I said before. Our language, you know, particularly in the mainland part of Tanzania, is mainly Bantu, with a few, maybe two or three small tribes that speak maybe Nilotic or Hamitic, you know, language group. But mostly of us are Bantu.
So which language are you talking about specifically, if in fact you're not talking about Kiswahili?
There are people in Kondoa, they call themselves the Iraqis, or the Warangi, we call them the Warangis.
Mm-hmm.
They do have their own, you know, way of talking. That's not a Bantu related language.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Watindigas, and we also have the Luos,
right? Yeah.
In the northwest part of Tanzania, those are Nilotics, and like I said, they are very few in numbers, and they are mostly subdued by the Bantus.
I see. Mm. Now, what about you, Shamis? Do you agree with George? And if you do, why?
Well, if you go to the history of West Africa very much, especially in the coastal area, I'm from Zanzibar.
You mean West East Africa?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Overall, if you see one thing to unite the people is the lingua franca of West Africa, Swahili.
Swahili.
Yes. And if you see, I will give credit to the founder of CCM, Mwalimu Julius Kambarage Nyerere. Mm-hmm. Nyerere was very much against the tribalism in Tanzania, which we see the Tanzania of today. So overall, Tanzania is really much united on language. Mm-hmm. There's a big tribe in Tanzania. We have Sukuma, which is, that is, where is Magufuli, the presidential candidate for CCM is coming from.
Sukuma.
Yes, Sukuma areas. There is a Chaga, there is a people from like Mbeya.
Chaga.
Yes.
You have Maasai.
Maasai people.
Where Lhasa is coming from.
Where Lhasa is from. So now we have a Sukuma and Maasai, you know. So, but overall, you can see how Lhasa went to Mwanza to introduce himself as a presidential candidate for UKAWA, and you see how Sukuma welcomed him. So if they didn't go the way, it's like, the person is our Kikuyu or is our, like South Sudan, whatever. Tanzania is very much united.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Now,
and I believe this election will go without any religion or tribalism, which is the legacy of Tanzania. Overall, the peace of Tanzania is very much on that, you know. Tanzania is not, they are not divided on tribalism, religion. The good thing about this election as well, all presidential candidates, they are from same religion. They are Christian.
Very interesting.
Yes. So there is interesting country, Tanzania.
What about in your particular case, especially when we talk about the islands of Zanzibar? Surely there seem to be some problems between, you know, Pemba, for example, and or differences, Pemba and Unguja, you know, Zanzibar, correct?
There's no problem, you know.
If that is not the case, then how come, from everything I have seen, a man by the name Saif Sharif Hamad, originally from Pemba, has arguably won the last three elections?
Yes.
But the CCM has been routinely declaring victory.
That's the problem we have, you know. It's not only in Tanzania or in Zanzibar, overall in Africa. The problem of election commissions, you know. They are part of the CCM system, the machine of the CCM, in order to protect the CCM not to fall. You know, everybody know CCM lost election in Zanzibar 1995, in 2000, you know. In 2010, CCM won less than 5,000 votes, by less than 1,000 votes. But over 50,000 voters were not registered. So if you look very much, CCM have no more authority to rule in Zanzibar. The big brother in mainland is very much with the security organs, is makes CCM to stay on the power. But if it's a free, fair election tomorrow, we know that. And I spoke with many CCM colleagues who are in higher position. They say that's why we agree on the national government of unity. We know. In order for us to survive, we need unity.
Just like in Zanzibar?
In Zanzibar. And I believe as well in mainland, Zanzibar always, people don't notice, is very small, but have a lot of influence in mainland Tanzania. If you can see, the first place dollar was allowed freely to be used, it was in Zanzibar.
Was Zanzibar?
Yeah, Nyerere was against on it.
Well,
and then it turned to mainland.
Time is not our best ally. We have to go. And now we'll pause for a short break. And we'd like to remind you that Straight Talk Africa is now on the social networking website Twitter. And we are tweeting live. Follow us at VOA Shaka. That's VOA Shaka, and joining in on today's discussion with your questions and comments. Don't forget to use the hashtag VOA Tanzania Election or hashtag VOA Tanzania Opposition. And we are still on Facebook. Just enter the keywords Straight Talk Africa. Become a fan and connect with other friends of the Voice of America. We'll be right back with you, so please, don't go away.
When it comes to the Tanzanian elections, here are some key factors. On April 15th of this year, the referendum on a new people's constitution was postponed indefinitely after delays in registering voters. On May 2nd, Tanzania's four main opposition parties unite under the Coalition of Defenders of the People's Constitution, or UKAWA, to take on Tanzania's ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi's party. On July 12th, the CCM National Congress nominates Tanzania's Minister of Works, John Magufuli, as the ruling party's presidential candidate as a concerted move to rally behind a unity candidate.
Like Voice of America on Facebook. Follow VOA on Twitter. Join VOA on our YouTube channel. Like, follow, join VOA.
This is Straight Talk Africa on the Voice of America. What is your opinion about today's topic? Call us at 202-619-3111. U.S. country code 1. When you call, remember the following. Ask only one question. Keep your comment brief and turn down the volume on your radio or television. Now let's return to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githu Ewart. And of course, this is Straight Talk Africa, coming to you live from Washington. Let me come to you, George, again. You earlier said that one of your key strengths, really, is because you do have one language, for example, which helps to unite you. Yeah, a lot of people would agree that Kiswahili acts as a social, cultural, political glue. But surely there must be something else, because the last time I checked, you have neighbors like Burundi and Rwanda, which also, incidentally, have a common language. They even go beyond that, a common culture, but you still have significant political problems in both Burundi and Rwanda. So what makes Tanzania really different?
Okay.
Is it the leadership? Especially with regards to the founding president, Mwalimu Julius Kambarage Nyerere?
I think Mwalimu Nyerere, more than anybody else, like Shams here said, he didn't like tribalism, he didn't like artificial divisions of people. So he tried to join the Tanzanians into a nation.
Mm-hmm.
In Africa, I think that's the best example of any nation building from scratch, like no other place in the continent. We started as a whole of tribes, about 120, and we ended up being one nation, speaking one language, having one flag. This was a great attribute to Mwalimu Nyerere, whose vision and, went too far. And he was beyond his time, to say the least, that why we are as we are today. That's number one. But number two is also the political know-how or knowledge of the people in Tanzania. I think in all of Africa, Tanzanians are the mostly well-versed in the politics of their country. It started when Mwalimu Nyerere started the so-called educating the older people, the older generation, and he called it Elimu ya Watu Wazima, or some people vilified it by saying kisomo changumbaru, but meaning education of old people.
Was it a sort of civic education?
It was a sort of civic education. President Nyerere wanted all Tanzanians to be able to read at least a newspaper.
And to be literate.
To be literate. And I think he won this because by the time the Kisomo Changumbaru finished, we were second only to Cuba, I think, for a nation full of literate older generation. You could see an old woman in the market with her copy of Uhuru Ongurumo reading it, you know. So that political knowledge of Tanzanians has made them, you know, a force to be reckoned with. And because of that, they know what is good for them and what is not good for them.
What about the usage, for example, of audiovisual programs and the use of cinema? In fact, we can even talk about Muhogo Muchungu, which was the classic, in which, of course, one of your famous former vice president, Rashidi Kawawa, used to be a star. I did, for my PhD, I actually did research on Tanzanian film and how it was used to mobilize people. And I was attached to Tanzania Film Company, TFC. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting, frankly, because your government was very advanced in terms of helping to educate people about the issues that affect them through using the medium of cinema. And of course, cinema being a universal language, unlike, say, like learning how to read and write, it is amazing how that was used in your particular country.
Yeah, you're quite right. But not only the films or the movies, even the radio played an important role in educating Tanzanians as to their political rights as well as political aspirations. Mm-hmm. The radio, since it was a cheapest form of, you know,
communication,
and so many people could afford to buy the radio, I mean, even our own independence couldn't have been won without the radio.
The radio.
The radio was one of the most important factors.
The radio.
Factor that helped us, you know.
Now Shamis, in your particular case, I have to remind you, frankly, that perhaps it wasn't for a Ugandan young man by the name John Okello.
Yes.
The self-styled Brigadier John Okello, overthrowing the Sultan of Zanzibar, you probably wouldn't be part of Tanganyika to become Zanzibar, would you?
Yes. Well, John Okello came from Kenya very much, and then he came to work in Zanzibar, like in the port of Zanzibar. That time, Zanzibar was booming in economy for East Africa. Mm-hmm. Many people from mainland, from Kenya.
John Okello is from Uganda.
He is from Uganda.
From Lira.
Yes, he came from Uganda to Kenya, and then he came to Pemba Island, and then came to Zanzibar.
Right.
And that time, the time started when the new parties like ASP was formed, ZNP, Zanzibar National Party. And the plan for Cold War, which also took part on it. Mm-hmm. ASP, they were involved on revolution in Zanzibar overall with ZPPP, which is very much, you cannot deny, Abraham Bab was behind of everything.
Right.
Yes. But Okello was put a front to cover the people who were behind the scene, who were working on all the stuff to topple the elected government of Zanzibar.
But how did he earlier end up in Cuba for training? Because he went to Cuba for training, and apparently they were about the same class with a man you know very well by the name Salim Ahmed Salim. Well, Ambassador Salim, of course, was a journalist when he was very young, and he has told me this himself. They were, in fact, together in Cuba.
Yes, that's what I said. I mentioned the Cold War. In Zanzibar was not spared on the Cold War. You know, if you go back to the revolution, we cannot forget mention like Frank Kaluchi, all those. you know, Abraham Babu was an architect when he was in school in London. He was
a diaspora in London. The London School of Economics, yeah.
Yes, that's why he went back to Zanzibar. And that time in London was a center for fighting for all freedom fighters from Africa. That's why he met people over there and was recruited there by the Chinese and then the Cubans and the Russians. That's why he ended up secretly started recruiting people in Zanzibar and bring them to Cuba to be trained.
Earlier you talked about the lack of objectivity, the lack of independence, the lack of impartiality when it comes to the Tanzania Electoral Commission.
Yes.
What evidence do you have? Do you have any specific evidence to support your case?
Yes.
For example?
Example 1995. Mm-hmm. We have 330 voters. Even if it's money, I can count less than how. It took 3 days. 3 days, the result to be announced. All radio and television in Zanzibar, they were only reading Quran and music and all the stuff. They were not, nowhere. And you go back in 1995, the Home Affairs Minister, that time, he went to Deutsche Welle and said he didn't agree the election was not fair, the election was free, not free and fair. Mm-hmm. And then Ahmed Diriyad traveled to Dar es Salaam and his colleague, and then they convinced Mwalimu in CAF is dangerous for Zanzibar and all the stuff. And then they manipulated the election. And then they announced Salmin Amuru as the winner.
So what makes you think that this time around the situation will be different? I mean, given that the president of Tanzania has the power to appoint members of the Electoral Commission.
Well, even in Zanzibar, the you know, in Tanzania we have two election commissions. There's the Zanzibar Election Commission and mainland Tanzania, which is in general, is election commission, which also involves Zanzibar as well. But the Zanzibar Election Commission is appointed by the president of Zanzibar and is all overseeing the election for the president of Zanzibar and House of Representative. You know, in Zanzibar, every constituency have House of Representative and Member of Parliament for the union. Mm-hmm. So mainland Tanzania, Tanzania Election Commission is in charge for the election of member of parliament, but not for the involved on of election of Zanzibar very much. Mm-hmm. Still, Zanzibar have on power on governing all the issues of election. But overall, in Zanzibar, there's few steps been made, but the support of opposition. If you compare 1995, 2000, 2005, is huge. So you can see that, you know, you can manipulate 5,000 votes, but you cannot manipulate 50, 30,000 votes anymore.
I actually saw even pictures of a huge crowd at Zanzibar Airport welcoming the Chadema Ukawa presidential candidate, Edward Lowassa, on Monday.
Exactly. So you can see that, like, now is... This is, I call, the legacy of President Kikwete and President Sheni. This is the historic election for Tanzania. How I call it historic? Because the opposition have gained, the opposition is united as one. And overall, how CCM, which run the country, will show the world can run peaceful election in Tanzania overall.
We'll come to that.
Yeah.
You're tuned into Straight Talk Africa, and we'll have more of a discussion in a moment. But first, here is Mariama Jero. Take it away, Mariama.
Well, thanks, Shaka. Still to come, we'll reveal some of the fantastic feedback we've received from our audience through social media. But now, here is our letter of the week from a fan in the Tanzanian capital, Dar es Salaam.
Hojia Josia in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, writes, "May God be with us, Tanzanians, as we struggle to find a leader who will not rule us but lead us to better social services, economic development, peace, and unity. We can no longer support a candidate just because we share a political party membership. We must vote for the candidate that possesses the necessary attributes that we need of them. Let us elect leaders that will bring remedies, not maladies."
I wanted to present music and a side of American culture that is most important to me, that is a part of who I am. They're gonna get some incredible performances. That's one of the things I love, bringing these artists in so you can get to see them do what they do. It's soul music, and that's what music is. It's that which comes from the soul.
This is Straight Talk Africa on The Voice of America. Call us now with your questions and comments. The number is 202-619-3111 and the U.S. country code is 1. Call us direct and we'll call you right back. Remember to turn down the volume on your radio or television and keep your comments brief. Now back to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Ewart, and welcome back to Straight Talk Africa, live from Washington. And once again, it's time to bring in my colleague and social media reporter, Mariama. Take it away again, Mariama.
Well, thanks, Shaka. The nomination of Edward Lowassa, who crossed party lines earlier this month by Tanzania's opposition groups, stunned the nation's political observers and might forever changed the political landscape of one of Africa's most stable countries. This leads us to our question of the week, asking, to what extent, in your view, is the political playing field leveled in the upcoming elections in Tanzania? Well, thanks for using all our social media platform to communicate to us. Let's begin with a comment from Sharmak Hassan from Arusha in Tanzania, who writes, we expect the general election to be free and fair. It's time for the opposition to take power after 54 years of independence. Well, another reminder that we are tweeting live today. Use the hashtag VOA Tanzania Elections or VOA, hashtag VOA Tanzania Opposition. And if you haven't yet, please follow us on Twitter at VOA Shaka. Well, let's go to a tweet from King Chroma, who writes, we just need free, fair, and credible, and peaceful elections. That's what we want in all African countries. Well, let's look at another tweet, this time from Barik Mwakibete, about Tanzania's ruling party, saying, it's the time for change to all Tanzanians. Enough for the politics of the past. We need change out of CCM. And last but not least, a tweet from Haidari Kasim, this time from Bamako in Mali. He says, it seems this time Tanzanians will be selecting between two sides of the same old party. Can't imagine this 11th hour party switching. Well, Shaka, it looks like some people are keeping a close eye on this, especially the email emanating from the West African country of Mali following East African politics. Very interesting. Your take on this?
Well, George, how do you react to that, George? Two sides of the same party. After all, it wasn't until, in fact, 1995 that Tanzania ended the culture of one-party state.
Yes. Thanks to CCM that we initiated a multi-party system of government, you know. Had it been for the goodwill from the CCM, maybe there would be no political parties up to this day. Maybe there would have been, but they would have been underground and not as open and vocal as they are right now. But we believe in one thing, that human beings we're all created with the intelligence and the power to choose what they want and what they don't want. This is their right that cannot be denied. So if they want CCM to continue, they will choose CCM. But if they want the other side to take over, they will choose the other side. It's all up to the people.
Are you surprised by the manner in which Edward Lowassa, a man historically who has been part of the CCM system, mm-hmm. a former prime minister of Tanzania, mm-hmm. a man who, the last time I checked, was the chairman of the election of the incumbent President Jakaya Kikwete in 2005, a man who was rejected in Dodoma by his own party, CCM. Are you surprised by the manner in which he is being received by the masses of Tanzania? You're talking about a sea of human beings in Dar es Salaam, the commercial capital, when he received his forms. You're talking about a sea of human beings in Mbeya, in the southern part of the country. You're talking about Arusha, his homeland. You're talking about Mwanza. You're talking about Zanzibar. Are you surprised?
Not really.
Why?
I'm not really surprised because it has been done before. We had a former prime minister, Agostino Mrema. Yeah. When he left CCM to join NCCR Mageuzi, there were crowds, the same way as you see crowds following the Honorable Mr. Lowassa. The same crowds, and some of them did not want him even to touch the ground. They used to hold him up.
But this was 1995.
Exactly. So like I said, this is not the first time, you know, a leader has had a huge following, you know. It's been the same, I mean, like the French people say, déjà vu.
So you really don't
think... We've already seen that.
You don't think this can, in fact, be reflected electorally?
No, I don't think so.
I see.
Because Mr. Mrema did the same. He had so many people, but he lost the election.
We'll come back to that later. Okay. Mariama, do you have any more feedback to share with our audience, please?
Well, indeed, Shaka, we'll move on to a posting from Joshua Joe from Mwanza in Tanzania, who writes, most African leaders are afraid to leave office and turn over power to the opposition because of the embezzlements and malpractice they commit while they are still in office. This makes them try to use any means necessary to help their party win. Hence, free and fair elections in Africa remain a dream. Well, maybe not for certain countries. I think there have been recently some free and fair elections in certain countries, not everywhere. But we're getting there. That's my quick comment on that. And another Facebook comment comes from Bizo Muwaki of Dar es Salaam. He says, I cannot and will not believe the October 25th general elections. I don't believe that it will be free and fair because our constitution provides power to the president to select the top National Electoral Commission officials. Well, Shaka, I think you just touched on that and your comment on these opinions right now.
Very interesting, Shamis. Is this a case like it used to be in the old Soviet Union where dictator Joseph Stalin used to say, that I do not care about who comes to vote for me. What I really care about is who counts the vote?
Yes, this is how it is. And very much, if you see how massively CCM using the security organs, the police, you know, all the security organs. And if you can see the sign right now, Lowassa was in Mwanza. Police tear gas. He was in Arusha, just went to the funeral. They blocked the road by police. Where in the civilized world you will see the police being used is one side institution. In Zanzibar, Lowassa went there, hundreds of cars went to welcome him. Only 7 cars were allowed to escort Lowassa. So you can see, it's like nobody is ready to give the power. That's why I always admire Ghana people. You know, they have shifted the power peacefully from one party to another party. In Tanzania, I was reading yesterday about how Tanzania is shifting power peacefully between one president to another, while our neighbors still they want to change the constitution, stay in power. But I'm looking forward to Tanzania to see peacefully transfer of power from one party to another, and then we can see now we're building stronger Tanzania.
Yeah, but if it can happen, for example, to some of your neighbors down south, Zambia.
Yes.
Look, Kaunda was in power for 27 years.
Yes.
1971, he was an incumbent. He was beaten by Frederick Chiluba. And he considered defeat with grace.
That's what I'm looking forward. It happened in Kano in Kenya. We see in Malawi, Kamuzu Banda lost power. This is a challenge of all party in Africa.
Right.
And in reality, Tanzania CCM cannot avoid this. People, new generation, this dot-com generation, want to change it.
We'll come to that. Thanks, Mariama, for bringing us this week's audience reaction.
Well, I see that he praised Ghana, and I'm going to go a little bit further and talk about West Africa in general. You have countries like Senegal, like Benin, like Nigeria recently, who have had a very peaceful election. So I always say this, I tease my friends from East Africa, maybe they need to come to West Africa and have some West African food. That will change their minds.
Some fufu.
Some, anyway, some chibujen, yassa, and all that stuff. Well, that will do it for today's social media segment. Just a reminder that we appreciate all the feedback, whether it's in social media form or using other means to communicate to us. Please keep them coming. And if you are a new fan, just drop us a line at africatv@voanews.com. Once again, our email address is africatv@voanews.com. Or post your comment on our Facebook page. Just enter the keywords Straight Talk Africa. Be sure to visit us online at voaafrica.com, or you can join our YouTube channel. Sign up to VOA TV to Africa and follow us on Twitter at VOA Shaka. And now the show is streaming live every Wednesday. Go to VOA Straight Talk Africa television program page on the VOA website or watch us live on your mobile device. Just download the VOA mobile app right over here. Well, now let's take a look at what's on tap for next week's program.
Next week on Straight Talk Africa, South Sudan's political dispute continues as President Salva Kiir refuses to sign a peace accord with opposition leader Riek Machar. The rejected deal extends the country's 20-month civil war. That and more next week right here on Straight Talk Africa.
Let's go to the lifeline of the show, which are the telephone callers. And good evening, Amani. You are most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Good evening, Shaka. How are you?
I am hugely terrific. What is your question or comment, Amani?
Yes, I have a comment, two comments, Shaka.
Try to be as brief. Could you try to be as brief as humanly possible, Amani? And could the volume on your television set because we are getting an echo on the line.
Okay, now you can hear me.
Thank you.
The first thing is that you were asking about what makes Tanzania unite is that we have an intermarriage here since our independence. You'll find that Erangi marry a Chaga and Chaga marry a Sukuma, so we are interconnected. So that's what makes us unite. So you'll find that everybody in Tanzania is like your relative. But also the second thing is that Lowassa was from the CCM, and he was top official leader. And a few months back, he make a statement that he will not quit CCM. Anybody who doesn't like him, he may quit CCM. But unfortunately, he quit CCM. So for me, that was a disturbing message for me. A big leader like him going to war for Tanzania in Uganda, and then he make a comment that I will never quit CCM, and then he quits. That one is not a good example. He showed that it's not a good example to follow. I am not opposing for him running for UKAWA, but that's my comment.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A reminder that you are tuned into Straight Talk Africa. To participate in our discussion, please call us at 202-619-3111. U.S. country code is 1. We'll continue our discussion in a moment, so please, don't go away.
Once again, here are some key factors of the Tanzanian election. On July 14th, John Magufuli's selection of Tanzania's vice president follows in the tradition of drawing from the CCM party in Zanzibar. Samia Suluhu Hassan was chosen to share Magufuli's ticket. If elected, she will be Tanzania's first female vice president. On August 4th, Tanzania's four main opposition parties chose former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as their presidential candidate. A week earlier, he defected from the ruling CCM party to join the opposition Chadema party. Lowassa served as Tanzania's prime minister between 2005 and 2008. He resigned over corruption allegations, charges he denied.
We are able to touch on things that are important to people on an everyday basis. We hope that our viewers are getting inspired when they watch our show. They're getting a view of the world from a different perspective, things that perhaps are not in their immediate vicinity. Today, I could put in on the show something that is a little different, a little unique, and this gives me that inspiration to come to work.
If you like today's show, please write and tell us what you think or give us some suggestions. Be sure to tell us what station you're tuned into. Our address, Straight Talk Africa, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send us an email at africatv@voanews.com. Log on to our website at voaafrica.com. Or post your comments on Facebook. Keywords, Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githu, your word. And of course, we go back to the lifeline of the show, which are the telephone callers and still in Tanzania, the Republic of Tanzania. Good evening, Source Peter. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Good evening, Shaka. How are you there?
I'm hugely terrific. How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Sospita Muhongo. I'm calling from Msoma Town, which is where Mwalimu comes from. And I'm also from that area.
Are you Wazanaki, by any chance?
Yeah, those are my great parents.
Go ahead. Go for it. Go for it.
They migrated. Go. Now, look, Shaka, my contribution is this. May I just, give some additional information? The stability of Tanzania, having a nation that is humble, but at the same time, people are very proud of their nationality, actually emanates from, the approach that Mwalimu did, which differed from other leaders or who brought about independence on the African continent. Mwalimu did the following. He built a nation. That is the most important statement that we can make. He built a nation with a national language, a nation that he actually discouraged and eliminated the tribalism. And the advantage that he had, or what we have, with 120 tribes, we have, many of them are too small, like the ones in my home province in Mara, where Mwalimu comes from, we are around the 20 tribes, but they are all small and insignificant. However, the three big ones, they are also not very, very coherent. There is no cohesion between the three. So that is the advantage. But the most important is the education system. During the independence time, the first decade of education, 1961 to 71, the education system was mixing children from different regions so that they don't go to a class where they entertain their tribal language. Also, our civic, we were given political consciousness at all levels, from the village up to the university level. Now, the outcome of that, because of that, we have the intermarriages, which my compatriot talked.
Thank you.
You cannot have an intermarriage if you don't have founding bricks. So today in Dar es Salaam, if there are marriages, there are weddings, out of 10, if there are 10 weddings, people from the same tribe marrying one another, maybe there are only two.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Sospita. I think your point is is really well taken. And of course, extend my regards to Makongoro Nyerere in your neighborhood, Nyerere's son, of course. Let's stay in Tanzania and go to Mbaganza from, of course, the Republic of Tanzania. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
I am usually terrific, sir. Habari gani ndugu?
Ah, ni njema sana ndugu Shaka. Habari za Marekani.
Nzuri kabisa.
Yeah, my comment is just, first of all, to applaud the leadership of the Chama cha Demokrasia na Maendeleo, CHADEMA,
mm-hmm.
starting from his founder, chairperson, Edward Mtei,
mm-hmm.
followed by the late chairperson, Bob Makani, and the current chairperson, Freeman Al-Kaelimboi.
Mm-hmm.
The previous leadership of the CHADEMA, including the current one, have shown the outstanding performance for the past 25 years of their existence. And at the same time, they've been able to show that a small party can start and they can grow and can show the democracy within the party itself, because they had a changing of the top leadership in terms of chairman for the three times already. They did not stand for a presidential post in 1995, neither did they do it in 2000. But in the 2010, that's when they realized that they are able to stand as with their presidential candidate. And then during the past parliamentary session, from 2010 up to recently 2015, we had a tremendous performance of the member of the parliament from the Chama cha Demokrasia na Maendeleo. And then this has brought the 190 of Tanzania to see that CHADEMA can take them to a promised land that I've been hoping for after 50 years of independence. So, my brother Shaka, what I can say from the process that we are going as a nation today, whether it's the CCM that we win in 25th of October or CHADEMA, but this country will be transformed.
Thank
in terms
you.
Of how we view our election and how we view our leaders in terms of their performance.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bagaza. Of course, well spoken, of course, point of view of CHADEMA or UKAWA. Let me come to you, Shamsa. You had, of course, your fellow panelist here saying that, you know, you shouldn't really be excited by these sea of human beings who are turning out to pay their respects to Edward Rwasa, who obviously is a candidate now for the opposition, UKAWA. That because you have the lesson of Augustine Mulema back in 1995. We're talking about 20 years ago.
Yes.
Surely, as a historian, George, you should know that the only constant is change. Is change. Nothing is static, really.
Static, okay.
Except change. What about that?
Well, CCM can use that. Mrema was a huge crowd in 1995, but Mrema, he didn't have a stronger party.
No structures.
No structures. But today, the opposition, they have a strong structure.
And he was running against a formidable candidate by the name Benjamin Mkapa.
Yes. Exactly. And then multi-party was new to Tanzanians. You know, that time CCM used scare tactic to show them in the TV, like the civil war in Rwanda and Burundi. This is how the multi-party will bring to the country. But today you can see the opposition is all over the country. You know, you cannot deny it. This is a historic in our country.
But CCM has the advantage of controlling the state.
Well,
and in fact, whether you like it or not, when you look at a country like Tanzania, there's no difference really between the ruling party and the state. The two are fused.
Well, you can see who think in Kenya today KANU will be out of power.
Mm.
Everybody was like, KANU ya jenga nchi, you know, but KANU is swept away, you know. The history have taken that.
It has, eh?
The old parties, you know. You cannot deny Lowassa have ignited the opposition.
He has?
Yes.
But what about, is he doing that, by the way, at the expense of Dr. John Pombe Magufuli? Tell us, what makes Magufuli tick? George?
All I know is that for anybody in African politics to be popular is when you see what he has done, what impact he has made on whatever position he was selected to perform. He was a no-nonsense minister.
Magufuli.
Of works. Exactly.
He has built roads.
He built roads to connect all capitals, all regional capitals of Tanzania with another. From now, now you can go all the way from Bukoba to Mtwara riding on, roads that will don't have, dangers of you slipping and sliding.
I have had the privilege of driving on the Dar es Salaam Dodoma Road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you like it? Beautiful.
Like a carpet.
Exactly.
Is it true that he's also incorruptible?
Magufuli is, to the best of my knowledge, is incorruptible.
But does it really matter whether you're corrupt or not in Tanzania? Because after all, the name Chukua Chama Chama Pinduzi is jokingly referred to in the streets of Dar es Salaam as Chukua Chako Mapema. Translation?
Corruption.
Corruption.
But like I said before, people who got intelligence, that they are God-given gift. You cannot make people think, something else when they want to see or to think something else. If they want to say Chukua Chako Mapema, that's an acronym for CCM. Well, what can we do?
But there must be something about Rwasa, because this man first wanted to be president back in 1995, and he was vetoed by Tanzanian founding president Julius Nyerere, correct?
You're correct.
And he's been, he's somebody that looks like accessible, a man of the people. I had the opportunity to meet him last year, actually. Mm-hmm. A man, frankly, you don't mind leaving your child with. What makes him popular? What makes him so tick? Why do people like this guy? Whether they vote for him later or not.
I also like him.
You like him?
Mheshimiwa Lowassa, because he even invited me to his office last year, when I was in Dar es Salaam. And we discussed a few things, but by then he was a CCM member.
Will you vote for him?
He was a CCM member. No, he was a CCM member, that's what I say.
Do you vote for a party or you vote for people who can make a difference?
No, for me, I always vote on party lines. I'm from the old school, maybe, but I believe that it's the party, my party, which has got a manifesto.
Yes.
And
unfortunately,
a proposition that will take me from point A to point B in development.
Unfortunately,
I haven't seen it with other parties.
Time happens not to be our best ally, George, and I hope you'll find some space in your beautiful heart. Forgive me for that. On that note, thanks to our distinguished guests, George Sebo, Chairman of Chama Cha Mapinduzi, DMV, Washington, D.C., Capital Area Chapter of Tanzania's ruling party, and Shamis Abdullah, Secretary of Zanzibar Diaspora Association. Thanks to our affiliate stations, along with our viewers and listeners, we thank you for tuning in. For many of our Voice of America radio affiliates, Learning English is coming up next. And tomorrow morning, it's Daybreak Africa with James Bate. On behalf of the Voice of America, thanks for tuning in to Straight Talk Africa. In the meantime, get better, not bitter, Tanzania. And please remember to keep the African hopes alive.